Rian Simen, Tzadik Dalet, Sif Bey, Im Oymed, Im Ispalo, Leruach, Mishol, Ruchais, if he is facing a different direction, he's not facing Eretz Yisrael, he's facing a different direction. Yitzadei Ponov, Letzad Eretz Yisrael, so if his body, we'll see why he's doing this soon, but his body is facing, is not facing towards Eretz Yisrael, so Yitzadeit Ponov Letzad Eretz Yisrael, so he should turn his face towards Eretz Yisrael. That means, we'll see, if he's facing Dovim or Tzofen, so Mamele can turn his face towards Mizrach. Same Ubachutzloretz, Vizbachutzloretz, or Kaponim, the face should be facing Eretz Yisrael. And if he's in Eretz Yisrael, so the face should be facing Yerushalayim, even though his body is facing either Tzofen or Dorim. Let us see what we're speaking about. L'ruach mishal ruchais, that he's facing a different direction. Now, how did this come about? Kigoin. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's very interesting. Perhaps we are unaware of it, or most people are unaware of it. Kegoin sharoitza lahachkim oy lahashir. The Gemara says if a person wants to get an extra dose of chokhmah or wealth, va'amu chazal haroitza lahachkim yadrim. A person who wants to get extra chokhmah, he should face dorim. Lahashir yatspin. If he wants to become wealthy, he should face the north. Now, so the reason of this is because the shulchan, which was meramez and ashiris, the Shulchan was B'tzofen, and the Menezer was B'dorim. The Menezer was Maramez and Chochmeh. So Memele, so a person, so it seems if a person is facing towards Dorim or towards Tzofen, he can get more Chochmeh or more Ashiris. So now, so the Mechaber is saying, now we will see later, we don't paskin like this, but the Mechaber is saying now that if a person wants to be zoiche to Ashiris or to Chochmim, so his body should be facing Dorim Oitzofen. Through that he'll be zoiche to Ashiris or Chochmim. But his head, he should turn around to Mizrach. So that is what the Mechaber is saying. In Mispalo L'ruach Misharuchais, he is facing a different direction. And the reason why he's facing it, so the Mishnah Berurah is giving us two good reasons. Either he wants Chochmeh or he wants Ashiris. So but Yitzadit Pono, but Okoponim, his face, he should turn direct towards Eretz Yisrael. Now, That's one case that we can be speaking about. Or a second case, he's riding on the chamor, and we will see later if a person is riding on the chamor, he's going together with a caravan, we don't tell him to stop, because telling him to stop is much worse than telling him to daven Shemoneh Esrei while he's riding on the chamor. Why is that? Because if a person is riding with a caravan, he's going to stop. His mind will be so bothered, they're going to go ahead of me, will I be able to catch up with them? So Memele, he won't have any kavana whatsoever. If he's going with the chamor, he knows he didn't lose the caravan, he's with them, so kaponim, he is capable of being mechavan for daven. So now, so this person is going in the direction of the caravan. So Memele, so they're going towards Dorim. So Al Kaponim, his head, she should turn to Tzofen. That's That's the Mechaber Spindel had a case that his goof, just giving some cases how it could come about that his goof is facing a different direction. Al Kaponim, he should turn his head towards Mizrach if he's in the Maizah of Eretz Yisrael. L'kayma shenema, if he's Paulo Elecha, derech Artsam, the tefillah should be towards Eretz Yisrael. Now let us go let's see the Rambam. Va'onu shemachzirin ponenu l'mizrach. Now that what we face Mizrach, in Europe they face Mizrach, neisha'onu yoishvim b'marov shel Eretz Yisrael, because we are on the left of Eretz Yisrael. So the whole Indian of Mizrach is Poneinu L'Eretz Yisrael, we are facing Mizrach. Now, let us go a little further, and then we'll elaborate. Ein oisin mokim ha'orein b'tzad ha'tfile neged zrichas ha'shemesh mamish. One should not face directly towards Mizrach, where the sun comes up in Mizrach, we mechaven when the sun will be in Mizrach a few hours later or an hour later. Now this we'll explain soon, but let us see the Mishnah Berurah till this last day. Well, Kaponim, we had so far two dinim. The reason we face Mizrach because we're on the west side of Eretz Yisrael. And another din we have that L'Chayr Doron HaKadosh should also be not mamish towards Mizrach, but we'll see exactly what that means. But let us just see the Mishnah Berurah. Ba'onu shemachzirin, we face Mizrach is because we're on the Maariv side of Eretz Yisrael. Since we daven towards Mizrach, Noagu, so the minig is likboya ha-heichol she-sefer teira b'seichoy b'kaisol Mizrachi. So the minig is that since we're davening in that direction, we should be davening towards the Oren Kodesh. Fine. Ve'im yevshe loy likboya b'mizrach. What if he can't put the Oren Kodesh b'Mizrach? Is Yikba b'Dorim? So he should put it in Dorim. Val Koponim loy l'mayrev, he should not put it in Mayrev. That means if the Oren Kodesh is in Mayrev, So B'manushech, if you'll daven towards Mizrach, so his back is towards the Oren Kodesh. Like this, if he davens towards Mizrach, so the Oren Kodesh is on the side of him. Al Koponim Leila Mayrib, Sheachayrei Ha'om Le'echol, if they're davening towards Mizrach, and the back of the Kohl is facing the Oren Kodesh. Umiyu, afilu kovu ha'echo b'koysa v'achev, tzorech v'mispar v'achas upon the l'mizrach. That means, that's what he really is saying before, that we preferably put Oren Kodesh in the direction that you're davening. But if you cannot do this, and the Oren Kodesh is, let's say, Dorim or Tzofen, the one should daven to Mizrach. Now the Ramo said, we daven towards Mizrach. Vim Omad, so that's the direction we should daven. Vim Omad letzofen oy ledorim. I'm going to get in over here. That means, so we should daven towards Mizrach. What happens? He didn't have a compass with him, or he didn't know. Vim Omad letzofen oy ledorim. He comes by a chasna, they're making a minion of those, or he's in a place that doesn't know where Mizrach is, so he faced this direction, Lamais, it's Tzofen V'Dorim. V'skicholoi. So someone, so now he's in the middle of davening Shemir Esra, Chaneini Mitzchachoch, Mabina Bados, and all of a sudden it feels a hand on his shoulder. You know you're davening in the wrong direction. You're facing Zohar. You should, Mizrach is on your right, is on your left. V'skicholoi. They told him. So now it's very interesting. Let us just understand the dilemma. So we have a problem over here. Mitzad echad is davening in the wrong direction. That's a problem. And the mitzad acher, he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He can't move. He's not allowed to turn around in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So the Mishabu says, Osa laka raglav lapech lemezah. You're facing the wrong direction. Okay, but now you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to move. So you face, you continue davening in that direction. What he could do, he can turn his neck, and that means if he's facing Tzofen or Dorim, so he can turn his neck to Mizrach. That he could do. Yeah, there are other people davening. They were by a chasen, it seems, and then he wanted to make sure that there was no minion, and he decided to go in this direction. They were going the other direction, so he's different than that. So you daven, you continue davening. You don't, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Ve'im yefshel. What is, if he can't, so what should he do? He should daven in the direction, and he should turn his head to Mizrach. Vimi Yabshe, if he can't turn his head to Mizrach, I have also wanted to say, could be this Tzoya there by Mizrach, so he turns it to be facing the Tzoya, so then it's Kenegadainim. Or he can't turn to Mizrach because his mom is facing Mayer. Yechavin libe lekotche kadoshim v'layaker atlok. You don't move. We have to know our priorities. You're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei now. Yes. So the shall if it's going to remain there or not. We'll. About the present time, we are just speaking about that. We are speaking about the here. If he can't daven, so the male then could be this ahead to be aikaraglu. But here he can't daven. There's only a problem. He's facing the wrong direction. That's a problem. But now we have to weigh the two alternatives. Mitzadecha, you're facing the wrong direction. Mitzadecha, you're in the middle of davening. You can't move from davening. So the priority is you're standing lifnei hamelech. You're not doing derech alfam, but you're standing lifnei hamelech. Melech alaretz kevoido. You're standing lifnei hamelech, so you don't move. You stay there. Ah, something very interesting. But what if he's in a shul, there's a rabbin, and he's facing a different direction? So now, it's more than he's just facing a different direction. It's like he's in he's together with a tzibur, and it's very boiled, very noticeable that he's, that everyone is diving in this direction, he's diving in a different direction. So now there's a different problem, like he's different from everyone else. That is a problem. So then, this problem, it's kedai. That means that one should daven, should turn around and daven in the proper direction. Because he's in the shul, it sees the, it's not only the shul, it's a tzibur there that's davening, and he is like, his davening is like he's a sore thumb in the shul. So I really don't know. A chasna can be the same thing. I really don't know. The Mishnah Berurah said two cases. One case was Afilo Mispalo Imacherim Shepneim LeMizrach. So there are others davening LeMizrach, and he's davening LeDorim. He shouldn't turn them out. Imacherim. Now he says in a shul he should turn them out. So what's the difference between Acherim and a shul? So it could be Acherim means it's not a minion. A shul means it's a minion. So if it's not a minion, so even though they're davening perhaps in the right direction, down the wrong direction, but continue davening. In a shul, I think it means a shul, there's a minion already, so then it's the wrong impression that we are getting. He's davening in a different direction of the tzibur. That's not a good message we are getting. So then he has to turn around. So by a chasa would be the same thing. But if there's a minion, then he should turn around like them. Could be the creativity is a minion, even though he says beis haknesses could be means a minion. Beis haknesses shemida beis haran kodesh utzad dorem ha'olam. They put the Oren Kodesh to Dolan. The Kulam is Pavolim Neged Oren HaKodesh Ulitzadom. That means, for whatever reason might be, the Oren Kodesh is in Dolan, and the people Daven can Neged Oren Kodesh. And theoretically, they have to be davening towards Mizrach. So he said before, in the end of Sivkotn test, Afilu Kavu Ha'echel B'Koysalacha, Afilu Don Kodesh was in a different direction, not a Mizrach, Tzorech L'Mispalo L'Harzopon of L'Mizrach, Hishadavon L'Mizrach. So that means that we come into a shul alone. There's no tzibur there. Don Kodesh is here, and Mizrach is here. You daven Mizrach. That's the halacha. You daven Mizrach. Don't daven. That means keneged Oren Kodesh or keneged Mizrach. Mizrach is preferable because Mizrach is derech Eretz Yisrael. That's if no one's there. But if you come to a shul and everyone is davening towards Oren Kodesh, everyone is davening towards Dor. So then you should be conspicuous and I'm going to do what Mishabur says. I'm going to daven towards Mizrach. No, you shouldn't do that. Don't be conspicuous. Don't be a perish min atzibur. So, also daven to dolem, but kaponim, your head you should turn towards mitzvah. That's what he should do. Yispalo tzad shatzibur mispalim, ach yehada ponov lemitzvah. Yes. Now, before we see the next Mishnah Berurah, I'd like to give the Bir Halacha brings down a lavush with three pictures, and now we'll see the three pictures, so we'll know what the Bir Halacha is speaking about. Now let us see the Bir Halacha, which is very important. He brings down the Lashon of the Lavush. He starts a little earlier, the Lashon of us, but we'll come to these three pictures. So, Ein Eisen Mokim Orem, Rak Mechavni Neged Emtza Hayayim, Ein Be Mishneh Berurah. Ve'hei Lecho Lashon HaLavush. The middle will start from the Yev, then the Lashon of us. Veda, but let's look into the Bir Halacha. Veda. Shekol ha-rotzeis ha-eilu asher onu shoichnim behem. The Levush says, they lived in Europe. Kulam heim keneged marodis tzvoinish shel Eretz Yisrael. They are opposite. That means, this is marodis tzvoinish shel Eretz Yisrael. That means we are on the northern western side of Eretz Yisrael. That's Europe was northwest of Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael. Ve'einam mechuvanim. We're northwest from Eretz Yisrael, and that's why we daven towards the east, because because we're the west side of Eretz Yisrael. But we have to know we're not exactly on the west side, opposite Eretz Yisrael. We're northwest. So therefore, if we want to face Eretz Yisrael, we have to face southeast. That's what we have to face. That's where we'll get Eretz Yisrael. We'll go straight east. You're going over Eretz Yisrael. You have to go southeast. Now, lefikach nirali. So therefore, if we are northwest from Eretz Yisrael, and we have to face southeast, nearly, so therefore I hope, shetoy v'nochenu, she'oisen beis haknesses, when you make a shul, she'yizori, she'll be careful, she'yasa ha'koysel ha'mizrochi, she'oisen shom ha'orim, the koysel mizroch, that there you have the orim, u'mispaulim kenegdoi, she'teinoitek tzas, l'tzad mizroches droimis, and look at the picture Aleph. We see picture Aleph, we have the shul, so we have that the shul should be facing on an angle. So if the shul is on an angle, so therefore when we daven in the direction of the shul, we are davening towards southeast. That's what we're davening. That means we're davening southeast. So Memela, then we are facing the direction of Eretz Yisrael. Shneitek tzasel tzad mizrochis droimis, that we should be facing southeast. For us, and we do that, namid, because since we are in the north of Eretz Yisrael, so if we're going to go straight east, we're not facing Eretz Yisrael, we're facing the east, but this is we're facing a land that's over Eretz Yisrael, we're not facing Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, we have to face Eretz Yisrael, so we have to go, we have to face south, so we're the northwest of Eretz Yisrael, so we have to face southeast. And that's the first picture that he has over there. So so southeast, so it's on an angle, it's not going straight east, it's southeast, so then if we're facing Eretz Yisrael. So he's telling you, before you build the shul, he's telling you how to make a proper shul. Okay. We'll talk about the Mishnah Berurah. That's true. But he says if there's no zoning problems, and then you can make a proper shul, the shul should be built on an angle. That's what he's telling you. That's the first picture of. And then the shul is mamish facing Eretz Yisrael. That's what he said. Yeah. Was namid mechulin keneged Eretz Yisrael v'Yishalayim u'Beis Hamikdash v'Kotzei Kadosh. Now, let us just give a shtickle preview, but learn further the Levush. The Gemara is going to say we have to make sure that the Ohel Kodesh should not be facing directly east. Because when the sun comes out and it comes out directly east, so Memele, so the Goyim also bow to the sun. And if we're going to, it's facing directly east, so Memele, we're going to start davening towards the sun, which is an Avla. So, but the Levush says the way he made the picture, so as soon as the sun comes out, let's look at the picture, so you'll see that the sun shines. It's not directly west. Here's in the first picture, we'll see how the sun shines. Since it's on an angle, so it will first come to the east around an hour later. So that's Givaldic. So he's saying over here, so the A's the Oifen Amiten the Bay Marotus, how should we make it? Nearly Shamiden Ba'ifen Shabiyim Tkufas Nisin or Tkufas Tishrei or Samachlem, Bavova Bizain Yamim. These are the times when the day and night are similar. Shetizrach Hashemish Ba'Baker, when the sun first comes out, Tia Nichneses Bachalain, it will go into the, it will shine in the window, Shebe'emsa Kaiso Mizrach Min Beisa Knesset. It will go into the window, Piyake Hanitzis Kinegda Al Kaiso Hamayrovi, Noita Hanitzis Min Emsa Kaiso Hamayrovi, Betzad Dorim Rochit Min Emsa. And that's the first picture. If you look on the Dorim side, it will not hit the middle of the shul. That means, till it comes to Meiriv, it will take an hour or two. So that's Gevaldik. That's the first picture. That's the first picture that the Levush has. Ba'ivin shekibay chatzi shor, shor achar azricha tegi al emsa ha-kaiso mamish mulch alayna mizrochis. Ba'zu, ba'is ha-knes, kuzu vadi emedes mamish ka'ilu ha-rotzis negiz ushlam ba'is ha-mikdash. Avol im namidena ba'ivin. If you make the shul differently, Sheikh Sayzer Saham Yameilu, Bachaloin, Amizach Yakanitsu Shema Bakaisim, over that picture base. If you make that the shul is facing directly Mizrach, Emsem Yad Beis is Amamish Kenegid Mizrach, and that's what the Ma is going to say. We should not make a shul like that. Nizachukam, that's the Goyish Shechot. Lasis Kain. We are only davening towards the side of Yerushalayim, not towards Yerushalayim. So he has there three pictures, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. So he's saying what the problem is by Beis, and because you are not facing Yerushalayim, and number one, you will start, as soon as the sun rises, you'll be facing the sun, which is another. Now, let us see the Mishmur. What? Well, he's not looking in the summertime. He's looking in Nisan Tishrei. Yeah, but there's Nisan Tishrei when it's not summer, not winter. Nisan Tishrei when it's equal, the day and night are equal. That's what he says, Nisan and Tishrei. That's what he said. That's when you measure, not during the winter, not during the summer. Nisan and Tishrei. So Nisan and Tishrei, it seems it gets by the east and goes down by the west. So he says you should look by Nisan and Tishrei. What? Gimel, he made a real boo-boo, I think. Gimel, he made it going mamish in the opposite. It's mamish, it's the Eretz Yisrael is Mizrach Dorim, and he made it facing Mizrach Tzofen. So he's mamish. Yeah. You see, with the slant is, that's the front of the shul. Yeah. So now, let's say negative. What? Negadem Sayyim, now we'll see Hailish and Lavdavka, Lavatlome, Be'erech, Hatzisho, Isha, Achakach, then the sun will be Mizrach. Shaz Hashem is Kvar, Noda, Harbi, Mimkoima, Bisham, Koza, Be'esh, Yochel, we chesmin this Kufas Nisan, I Tishrei, when the sun is Mamish, is Eilu, Mizrach, and Yerub, Be'maira. Oishivu, Echaf. Koydum was a week or before or after. Maybe we're lochish at Agnes Washington Lebush Pizet. Va'ayim ba'achroinim she'iskimu kulam le'dimrei ha'levush, the Lebush is right. That means if a person wants to build a mehudah dikishul, so the first idda should be, it should be facing the right direction. Yeah, the b'mtina seinu in Europe where they were, she'nanu yoishvim, we are not the west of Eretz Yisrael. We are on the north of Eretz Yisrael. So the wall of the shul, the direction of the shul, should be facing southeast. So Mamela Shaoz Tamoid Mahuman Kinegad Eretz Yisrael or Beis Hamikdash Vekodesh Kodashim. Kol Medina Lefi Tachnoiso, and every Medina has, you have to figure out how it is facing Eretz Yisrael. You have Medina by Sekneson for feet down. B'seifa lechem chamudayk yishev minik olam. That means the minik olam is not like this, what you said before. The minik olam is facing east, not facing southeast, it's facing east. So the lechem chamudas says a psatelet on the minik olam. Omikom okay. Mashmanei gam ken shetev yeisalas is kliva lebush. It would be preferable to do like Bush. He says a teres, he remembers the minig olam. We don't have to tear down the shul because of this, but preferably one should do like the Bush. We didn't do like the Bush, so you can face mitzvah. V'mizdamen lemokim shakoyso keneged ha-mitzvah mitzadet ponev neged mizroch is the remis ayin sham. So he said, you know what you could do? Face the Olin Kodesh, which is mizroch, but turn your head towards Zorim. So my head al kaponim is mamish facing the Eretz Yisrael. Ach im izdamen lo yishayim edem mispalo b'tzad Zorim aroin ha-kodesh. What is the Zorim Kodesh is b'mizroch. And we told them that he should turn to Dorim. And he's standing on the door. That means like this. Here's the Olin Kodesh, and this facing Mizrach, and he's standing Dorim. You told him he should turn his head. He should turn his head. Just one second. Achim Yizdam Ushayimidim. The Olin Kodesh is facing Mizrach. Fine. And he's on the Dorim side of the Olin Kodesh. Now you told him, turn your head towards Dorim. You turn your head, this is Mizrach and this is Dorim. So if he'll turn, if he's standing on the Dorim side of the Olin Kodesh, he's standing here, so he's turning his head away from the Olin Kodesh. So that is also not a proper thing. So don't forget about it. Achim is damer lo yishayim edem mispalo b'tzad dorem olin kodesh. He's standing by the dorem side of the dorem kodesh. Lo yasakein. Shaz yir nir kaifach oyref leponim klapi olin kodesh. He's turning himself away from the olin kodesh. Ayin sham b'lechem chamudet. Because of the prima godet. Zibi mekoyim eshaisen akoyso mamish neged hamizrach. If the Kaisel is facing, if the Olin Kodesh is, if the Kaisel is facing Mizrach, yeah, Toiv Lafeis Mokim Harav Litzvain Olin Kodesh, Kedei Sheyuchal Lahadrim V'yachkim. So let us put the Rav by, we have like this, we have that Aroitze Sheyachkim Yadrim, he should be facing Dorim. So now the Olin Kodesh is a Mizrach. So the Rav, if the Rav will be on the Tzofen side of the Olin Kodesh, so the Rav can turn his head towards Dorim. I mean, he's not going to face, the Rav wants to get Chochmeh. I mean, that's his Panosah. So Kaponim, he wants to get Chochmeh. So if Lamaise, his Olin Kodesh is facing Mizrach, and the Rav wants to get Chochmeh, so he put him on the Tzofen side of Dorim Kodesh. He'll turn his head towards Dorim. So he accomplished two things. He's not insulting the Dorim Kodesh, and he's going in the right direction to get Chochmeh. That is, that's what you do. They shuchel hadrim v'yachim. The bedorim v'yev shuchel hadrim kenab. If he's standing over here, he can't go dorim because he's turning his back to the base, to the Olin Kodesh. Over mekoyim ha'isha'isim kalabush. But what is if you have a shul that's made mamish, it's facing Mizrach dorim, it's facing Mizrach dorim. So then the Rav doesn't have to do anything. He just goes with the way the shul was built, he's facing Mizrach Torah. So he says, Roy Lahoshiv Arab Limin Horan. So then the Rav should be on the right side of the Kodesh. That means, then you have everything. You have, he's facing Mizrach Torah without doing anything. And so then you should put him on the right side of the Ohren Kodesh, because it's a cover. The Rav should be on the right side of the Kodesh. Before the price we paid, cover the Hin, cover the Hair, put him on the left side, it'll get Chochmah. But if the Shul is going in the right direction, put him on the right side. Fine. But if by putting him on the right side, there'll be a machlokes, so go on the other side. Okay. You can keep them. Yeah, sure. This is true.